anyways, I'm already there. And now what you do it?
Walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on 1 campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio.
Most nasal decongestants relieve.
Scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
It's Queer FM Community. We're back. We'll have some more community programming in the coming weeks. Ooh, that sounds kind of good. Oh, but we'll save that. That's actually really a lot of fun. A great video that we're going to play next on the playlist. So we have had a really interesting couple of weeks. Some holiday vacations, and we're back to our normal thing. And we have the lovely Samantha Mack.
Hi.
Oh, you disappointed me.
Hi.
You're supposed to say, I'm Samantha Mack.
I'm Samantha Mack.
Yay. All right. So we're kind of doing our roundup show. Now, most people do their end of the year show during the end of the year, but Queer FM is on a Sunday, and that was Christmas and New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So we've rounded up. We have Jennifer Breakspear coming in. We're going to do a news roundup of all the best stories and funniest stories and oddities that we've experienced over the last year, and there's been a hell of a lot of them. But we've had a lot of really great YouTube videos.
It would have been a lot faster just to do a wrap-up of the normal things that happened.
Yeah,
all
really.
All three of them.
Yeah. Well, and what's amazing is in going back through our archives, I realized just how many really cool guests we've had on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
We broadcast pretty much, I mean, only took like one break between all the hosts. We broadcast every week, almost, but save one, I think. We did a, said, here, play this. We're all tired. That was after Whistler Pride. We're going to have a new feature on Queer FM for the new year, and that is our ramp up to Winter Pride. That's happening at Whistler. That's the first week of February. And
yeah, it starts on the 5th, but our big celebration will be the 9th through the 12th of February.
Absolutely. And I'll be hosting one of the parties, actually. I'll be up coordinating one of those.
Ferocious, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Vancouver Men and Leather are helping to put on Ferocious, and that's happening on Thursday. We're going to do our broadcast on Saturday night, and a whole bunch of little, you get all kinds of little updates. And one of the other things that we're trying to talk our friend Sam into, so we're going to do it right on the air. Would you be interested in doing a ski report?
A what?
A ski report. I know you know nothing about the slopes whatsoever.
I know nothing about the slopes.
Yeah, so it's going to be a challenge. But we're going to try and talk our friend Samantha Mack into doing a ski report.
I'm pretty sure I can handle that.
Yeah, so you can tune in for that. And we're going to have a lot of really fantastic guests, but we're looking backwards into 2011. And in looking back, we discovered some really great stuff that we have run here on the show. And so... And that was one of the other bits that we ran on the
what
show.
A bossy little computer that is.
I know, right? So we're gonna
wanting attention.
We're gonna stay away from the news articles because we're gonna do that in the next hour with Jennifer Breakspear. So we had some really, really fun YouTube videos for this year, including some great music. So we're going to feature that now. So one of the artists here locally that we quite enjoy is named Peter Breeze, and he had a song called Taxi. And, well, because we can, it's Queer FM, we're going to run it. It's Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is our look back, our rewind, and this is Peter Breeze's Taxi. Enjoy.
Delusional as can be, fake flashes make me happy. I don't give a fuck when I'm at the bar, cause I got no cash and no credit cards. Push my reputation, plan my domination. I'm a club sensation. Haters need to hate like fish need to swim, but I love it when they say look at him. Dumb, dumb.
Was Peter Breeze and Maxwell Maxwell. They're great, a great YouTube video, Taxi. And isn't that great? I mean, it's kind of creepy too.
Oh, it's such a beautiful video.
It really, really is. And we've had Peter Breeze and his entourage here in the studio. And that was surreal. I've never interviewed anyone with an entourage, but it was a lot of fun. And he was a good sport about it. And I didn't bust him too much on that, so it was fun. We had a good time. He's a good guy. So yeah, we have a top three list of videos that we ran on the show over and over and over. And, well, maybe not over and over and over. Maybe just over and over. But regardless, we had three really great videos that kind of popped up. And one of them was a response by Simon Schuster, a book publisher, to the It Gets Better thing. We're hoping to chat with the It Gets Better founder, Dan Savage, this week.
Yes.
This month he's going to be in Vancouver, I believe on the 21st, and so we're hoping to get a chat with him. But in response to that, Simon Schuster Book Company came out with this really interesting video, It Getteth Better, and we like it. So here it is on Queer FM.
Hello, I am the Lord thy God, King of the Universe, and I've taken time out of my relatively busy schedule to deliver an important message to any LGBT youth out there who may feel bullied, harassed, depressed, or rejected. The message is simple. It getteth better. I know many of thy so-called holy men say that homosexuality is a sin against me. Well, I, the creator of all that was, is, and ever shall be, am here to tell thee that those whack peeps be naught but straight-up haters. In fact, I'll let thee in on a little secret. The first couple really was Adam and Steve. I know the Bible saith Adam and Eve, but honestly, the Bible saith a lot of things. Look, I created the Garden of Eden. Dost thou really think I would entrust such a high-pressure landscaping job to straight people? Use thy hands. Can we get the boom mic out of the shot? Thank thee. Incompetence. I created mankind in my image, and I do not make mistakes. So it's not that 10% of thee came out defective, it's that I'm 10% gay. 15% whenever I see Ryan Reynolds. Rawr. I love all human beings equally. And punish them equally. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, thou art all equally smitable in my eyes. Oh, is this when I wave the, okay. This rainbow takes me back to Noah. He swabbed both sides of the ark, if thou knowest what I mean. Now, life on Earth in general, that shall not get better. In fact, if anything, it's going to get worse. It may get worse before it gets better, or it may just get worse and stay worse. TBD. Oh, come on, can we please? I mean, verily. That just totally draws focus. Well, I have a 4 o'clock supernova. Thanks for letting me chew thy ear off. believe me, for me it was a nice change of pace. And let me say, amen. Or rather, ah, gay men. And lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and that whole acronym thingy. Are we done?
It's always a bride that will spark the smoke that'll entangle you into the seedy half-truths backroom deal gone awry. And you foolishly will promise that sweet-ass angel with the eyes of a blinded Saxon that you walk through fire to get her out of the cruel, cast-iron grip of this unforgiving underworld. God, I'm a sucker. All it takes is a pair of long legs that have come through slaughter and a damaged upbringing hard to pull me back into this racket. And here I am out in Plains Avenue like a sitting target, with the Rollins brothers out for my blood and cutthroat revenge. Word on the street is they put a price tag on my head 4 days ago. There's only so long you can lay low in the shadow of this dim-lit city's underbelly, full of weak-willed thieves, cunning backstabbers, and sex fiend snitches. Now I gotta meet this head-on, face the monarchy music. Crazy thing is, Rosie, view me, I got no regrets, though the mob will make damn sure my blood is spilt for your unpaid debts.
Flashback, head tripping through the hiss of the house. Only breathe cause computer chip. Into the bad impulse night with his record tag grip. Through the cultural clashing, the lashing with a merciful whip. And do you got no choice but your voice may stutter and skip. And do 5 days of rain completing your must. And do the violent next level and others you left in the dust. And do when the begs foreclose your home in a roam. Isn't God we trust. And do as they corrupt your sex appeal. And all you feel is shame and disgust. And do when you get scared, I'm prepared to overturn the verdict unjust. Smart as a snake.
Gentle as a dove.
Come back to the dungeon. Back to the dungeon. Come back to the dungeon. Come back to the dungeon of love. Back to the dungeon. Back to the dungeon. Come on back to the dungeon. Come back to the dungeon of love. Back to the dungeon of love. Hear the choir, sing a song, test yourself off. Make haste, there is no place to make up for the time to waste. Hear the choir, no time to retire. Get back on the case and do a rigorous retake. Whatever ship you're in, and do the walking dead to make your head spin. And do the damnation and alienation of those who hate to see you win. And do those frustrating blues, you gotta put some blues to begin. And do your unanswered prayers, kid. No one cares where you live. You're smart as a snake and gentle as a dove. Come back. Back to the dungeon, come back to the dungeon, come back to the dungeon of love. Back to the dungeon, back to the dungeon, come on back to the dungeon, come back to the dungeon of love. Back to the dungeon of love.
Crucifixion has never been about the devil and God. It's always about a bride. And resurrection is just a sweet-ass angel's kiss. And heaven, you dirty rat, it looks like this.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Community. And we'll be back with some more community programming next, well, 2 weeks from now, actually. And I got some really fun stuff lined up. So it should be really a lot of fun. You'll get to hear more of the youth and some of the adults from their programs there. We are going through our Queer FM Rewind. And that's all the really interesting, cool, and crazy stuff that we've played over the last year, and there's a lot of it. That was Dungeon of Love, and we had Evil Patrick Shannon. He's a fantastic filmmaker here, featuring C.R. Avery. The men of the Poetry Slam community were in full attendance in that, all dressed in 1930s garb. And of course, some of the burlesque performers were just, they were amazing. So got to check that out. You can check that out at Evil Patrick Shannon's website. And you know what? If you don't want to write all this down, don't worry about it. We're going to put this out, put links out on Queer FM's website, Twitter, Facebook. We're going to do a special newsletter for all this. It'll have our summaries, links, everything. You'll love it. Trust me. So we're counting down some of the videos that we like the most on YouTube this year. And we've already done It Getteth Better. We've had Evil Patrick's thing on. And now, one of the boys that we're nearest and dearest to. Do you want to introduce this young man?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, we have one of my favorite gay men in all of Vancouver's rainy city. He's talented. He's gorgeous. And he's sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
He is one of the leading contributors of Stereotypical Gay, partner with YouTube. He is Josh Reimer.
And this is Josh Reimer's Stereotypical Gay. He's cooking. Oh, yeah. It's fun.
And good looking.
And it's on Queer FM.
Ladies and lady boys, if you want to impress your man, you got to do it in the kitchen. And cooking here, too.
Stereotypical Gay.
Cooking. Alright, today I'm going to show you how to make one of my signature dishes. It's called Sex on a Plate, because after I served it to my date, that's exactly what happened. So the first two ingredients that you're going to need are vodka and vermouth. And now you're ready to begin. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is find a pot. Like with men, the bigger, the better. Ooh, this one's so big it's almost painful to think about. It's perfect. Okay, I filled up the pot about halfway with some water-based lubricant, and we're going to turn up the heat in our sex lives and on the stove. This will give you a few minutes to get to the first couple of guys in the room. Once the foreplay is well underway, it's time to get to the noodles. I like long, fat, thick ones. Now that's what I call a noodle. So we're gonna add the noodles into the boiling water, and we're going to cook for about 5 minutes. I like my noodles to be firm. Nobody likes a soggy noodle. It's getting crowded in there. Orgy of noodles. You'll want to make sure that you stir frequently because, like an uncut penis, these things can get kind of sticky. So while the noodles are cooking, it's time to make our sauce. I like to treat my sauces like I treat my men. Just use whatever's in sight and shove it in. Oh yeah, get in there. Empty yourself into my pot. What else do we have here? Olives. Can never have enough of those. This is gonna make me so horny. Ooh, a little bit of vodka. Got some stewed tomatoes. Dump them in there. Don't forget to stir the pasta, and you'll also want to stir the sauce. I guess you could say you'll have to double fist it. You may feel a bit sore afterwards, but hopefully you stretched first. Next, we need some vegetables. I have got a zucchini, a squash, a carrot, and a cucumber. this one's sealed for your protection. You know what? Why don't we just throw in a banana for fun? You'll be dessert. So you'll want to make sure that you really scrub clean these vegetables. Because let's face it, you don't know where they've been. Now you just grab a big knife and you start to chop up the vegetables. Just imagine that this belongs to your husband and you're a disgruntled wife living in California. And throw this part in the disposal. And with the rest of it, I like to imagine it belongs to that guy in the alley who gave me crabs. Through you. You know how hard it is to get rid of those things. Shampoos and combs and medications. And it's all nicely chopped. And with the carrot, I like to circumcise the end. Won't be needing that. And cut up the rest of it into small pieces. Actually, I think I'll save that part for later. I really hate to chop up this zucchini. It's just so perfectly shaped. So I won't. Now, as much as I do believe in safe cooking, sometimes you just gotta go bareback. This is really tightly on here. Haven't they ever heard of magnums? And we're gonna cut into that cucumber. Oh yeah, I'm getting a workout. As usual, more so with the right arm than the left. Okay, let's add it into our sauce. It might seem like you can't fit the whole thing in, but trust me, you can. Now you'll want to cook these for about as long as it would take you to get someone off. Times, of course, can vary depending on your skills, but let's just say that my vegetables are always undercooked. Now it's time to grab a strainer and just take this over to the sink and empty it out. Ugh. Ooh, look at the size of those noodles. Damn. We're just going to combine everything into one big orgy on a plate. Add some seasoning. And voila, here you have it. Sex on a plate. Let's try some. Excuse me? Oh, what the fuck was that? Tasted like ass, and not in the good way. Although it does taste better than the taxi ride I took to the grocery store. Less hair in my mouth afterwards, too. Speaking of which, it's time to hit the club, and I think my taxi's actually here. I guess the drive there will be dessert. Well, until next time, keep it up, keep it tight, and I'll blow you later. I have no idea what this is, but I think every kitchen should have one. Couple low hangers. Actually, I think I'll use this as a banana holder. Yeah, that works.
Hey, have you seen us lately? Calling all the shots, even with the ninja roster. Time to know it's time to believe that the time is now that we're gonna make it bleed. Top shelf is always open. That's the place where Kessler rocks the water bottle floating. Daniel and Henrik are always causing pain with the tick-to-tape pass that'll mesmerize your brain. Burrow's flying at you with the hitters clean as Mrs. Cleaver from the show Leave It to Beaver. The wand goes glove, hand, stick, side, pass a double stack, gives the opposition a score for a heart attack.
Oh, it's our time. We're gonna fight. So get on the train and sing right.
We are Canucks. We are Canucks. We are the ones who will drink from Sally's cup. We are Canucks. We are Canucks. We are the ones who will drink from Stanley's cup. Hey, oh, let's go. The D's gonna shut 'em down. Hey, oh, let's go. The D's gonna shut 'em down.
These are the president's men. They put the best to the test. They got a hold on the rest. And you know that no one can stand in our way. We'll take them 16 straight. Let them throw sticks and stones, we won't break. Gonna hear us say, oh, it's our time. We're gonna fight. So get on the train and sing right.
We are Canucks,
yeah.
We are Canucks,
uh-uh.
We are the ones who will drink from Stanley's cup.
Who will drink?
We are Canucks,
yeah.
We are Canucks,
yeah.
We are the ones who will drink from Stanley's cup. We are Canucks.
Yeah, let's sing it.
We are Canucks.
You believe it.
We are the ones who will drink from Stanley's cup. We are Canucks. We are Canucks. We are the ones who will drink from Stanley's cup. We are Canucks. We are Canucks. We are the ones who will drink from Stanley's cup.
C-A-N-U-C-K-S.
C-A-N-U-C-K-S.
you down. We're gonna beat you, yeah. We're gonna be the champs.
And that was one of our favorite artists, David Blair.
David Blair.
We had a lot of fun. We've had all kinds of great artists on the show. This is the Queer FM Rewind. And that was David Blair. Before that, we had Josh Reimer with the Stereotypical Gay and the Cooking Show. You've seen Josh Reimer. He, in fact, has been posting pictures of his latest thing that he's filming in the rain. And you've worked with him on stage, you know, on film. It must take a lot of time to be that funny. You know what I mean? Because there's probably got to be a lot of screwing around, a lot of stuff you can't put on the air. It is YouTube, yeah, after all. So, just wanted to do a shout out there for David Blair. And congrats to the Canucks. Had a little game yesterday and beat the Bruins.
Yay!
If only they had played that last game at 10 a.m. No, I'm serious. I think you should play at 10 a.m.
David Blair will be back and able to use his voice in 10 more days.
That's right. He has been under the weather, and we really, we've been thinking about you, David.
Yeah, he's touring down the States right now, mm-hmm, going on a silent tour, which is crazy for a musician, but he's got a tumor on his vocal cords, which has to be he has to be quiet for a month. If you know David Blair, there is no shutting that man up. So he's been silent now for, I think, 3 weeks.
Wow.
And he's got 10 days left to go before the doctor gives him the go-ahead to sing again. So we're thinking about you. Hope you get better. And come back to Canada, because we miss you.
Because we miss you.
We miss you. And that last video actually featured Ryan Steele,
mm-hmm,
Sean Nesbitt-Jones from Friends of Seven, Amanda Leonard, which is, and Phyllis, which are two girls from the Seymour snowboarding group that I work with.
Oh, right on.
As well as myself, and oh my goodness, a whole ton of amazing, amazing musicians from YouTube collaborated to make that video.
Oh yeah.
And it was played on the Jumbotron at the stadium.
I know. I was watching the game, and it's like, wow, yeah, cool. There's David Blair. Well, speaking of really cool people, I have kind of a tie. I have kind of a tie here. You see, I wanted to play, you know, we were kind of coming up with our favorite people for all this. And, I had two people in the studio. I'm still trying to find the right Tyrell Witherspoon thing. So we're still working on that. I had it. I really did. But we had two other artists in. Besides Tyrell, we had Kate Reed came in, and mm-hmm, she was amazing. And we also had, not once, but twice, had Biff Naked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to play a little bit of that right now. So let's see. What should it be? Should we do... Let's do some Kate Reed here. Kate Reed's one of our favorites. This is from the Dykes Dyke Festival here in Vancouver last summer. And she's pretty amazing, so we're going to play a little Kate Reed here on Queer FM, just doing it for the chicks.
I can tell you some kind of word out there about what I'm doing up here. And I assure you, my reasoning is completely shallow about how and why I'm here to entertain you. I'm merely on a divine plan to convert you all to the dark side of the bedroom. So why don't you come and pray at my church for a change? I'll pray on you, cause that's what my kind of people do. I'm just doing this for the chicks. Singing, hoping I make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. I'm on a full-blown recruiting crusade. I've got me a pocket rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple of killer outlets, yeah. But the music's all just extracurricular, so I'm just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of gal who likes to fool around. And I'm the kind of gal you wanna be bedding down. If you're bisexual, better yet, a curious hetero, oh, then baby, I'm your man. If you've got a boy or a boyfriend, even better. Or if you just feel like doing a little experimenting, why don't you take the plunge and jump the fence with me? And I'll take it for a wild ride on the other side, cause I'm just doing this for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I'll make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. I'm on a full-blown recruiting crusade, and I've got me a pocket rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple of killer hot licks, yeah. But the music's all just extracurricular, cause I'm just doing it for the chicks. Ooh, 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 I'm just doing it for the chicks, yeah. Oh, they say this must be just a phase that I'm going through, but all attempts to cure me have been unfruitful. And maybe it's because I haven't found myself, Mr. Right. Or maybe it's because I dislike my father. Anyway, you oughta lock up all your doubters now, cause baby, I'm on the prowl. You're the kind of guy who likes to fret and frown about his place in the world. Then I guess that I'm your worst nightmare, and I'm coming true, cause I'm here to steal your little lady out from under you. But honestly, I really don't mean to threaten you, and you can't believe that I'm any serious competition for you. But you believe that I'm your nemesis, but that's just ludicrous, cause the one thing I want to impress on you is this: I'm just doing it for the chicks. Just singing, hoping I make this world a better place to live in. All I need is my woman-driven ability to serenade. I'm on a full-blown crooning crusade, yeah. And I've got me a pocket rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple of killer hot licks, yeah. But the music's all just extracurricular. I said the music's all just extracurricular, baby. I said the music's all just extracurricular, cause I'm just doing it for the chicks. Ooh, 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 I'm just doing it for the chicks, yeah. Yeah, 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 I'm just doing it for the chicks, yeah. I'm just doing it for the chicks.
She packed her watch her glow. Now watch her glow. Now watch her glow, 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 glow. Now watch her glow. Now watch her glow.
To play.
You left me like a broken doll in pieces as I took the fall for you. You don't chomp, you left me free falling like space junk, burning up in the atmosphere of life. Well, I sound like a philosopher, but I'm a fool, so I'm a rocker. So I'll let you in my heart that one last time. So I had to go, made up my mind. I'm gonna get up and out and wow! I love myself today, not like yesterday. I'm cool, I'm calm, I'm gonna be okay. Uh-huh. I love myself today, not like yesterday. Take another look at me. At you, you're all puffed up in a big red truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, cause I'm on fire, too hot to touch. With a chat room full of rubbers on the line. Gonna stand right up, still shine my soul. I'm gonna be proud and loud and out of control.
And that's Biff Naked. Okay, so funny story. So I've had two long conversations with Biff Naked. The last one was here in the studio. The first one was during the Out Games. We had her on, and it was Clement and I, and we just sat and chatted with her for 2 hours. And each time, it's been just before the show or like the, you know, few hours before, you know, late at night, I'll be chatting with Biff Naked and saying, hey, you want to come on the show? You know, blah, blah, blah. And you know, she seemed like a really great musician, really nice, very, you know, I love her tweets in the morning, right?
Oh, she's so sweet.
And so she comes into the studio and I tell Samantha, yeah, we got Biff Naked coming in, you know, I'm very nonchalant about it. Sam is sitting there grabbing her chair. She's like doing what she's doing now, kind of giggling and then really quiet. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, God, you know, what's up with Sam? Normally Sam, you know, it's on a good day, Sam, you know. And and so, you know, I'm doing this interview and just chatting with her about the news and chatting with her about, you know, whatever. And we're kind of going through our show. And she says, you know, she apologized that she couldn't bring her guitar player and was really nice about it. And I said, oh, hey, don't worry about it. Why don't you just bring a song you want me to play or a couple songs and we'll just do that. Well, she shows up and she says, I couldn't get the, you know, forgot it or something.
But she can't release a new album yet.
So, and she's got one already in the can. It's ready to go. And she said, well, I can't do that, but just go onto YouTube. And I said, okay, well, you know, which one do you want me to play? You know, and that was the one she chose because she had a lot of fun filming it downtown. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, wow. You know, and I'm used to dealing with Evil Patrick Shannon and a lot of film folks around here. So the production quality is really high. I mean, Homo Razi, you know, does the same thing. And so it was just until just now, just off air.
Just now?
Just that I revealed to Samantha Mack that I had really no idea. I had to ask her, is Biff Naked really famous? And she goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Biff Naked's a big deal.
And I, you know, it's just like, oh, cool. You know, and I liked her as a person a lot. In fact, we went through our records and through our plays and stuff. And Biff Naked's our artist for 2011 here on Queer FM.
Yeah.
And she's been really fun, very supportive, and we love Biff Naked.
So we do.
So there. We're going to put all these lists out, links to all the videos and all the music and news articles and you name it. We're going to have that up probably this evening, tomorrow morning at the latest. And there you have it. So that's from us to you, from Queer FM. And we're really, really excited to have such really cool people on the show. We're going to do a little bit of radio business. I know it sucks, but we'll be right back. We've got some more Rewind from Queer FM 2011, and we'll do that right after this.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Look at that guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
And we're back. Queer FM Community. And my name's Aiden Saint. This is...
I'm Smith Mack.
Excellent. And
I have to plug my headphones back on.
Oh, no worries. So we've been kind of counting down some of our fab, wonderful coolness that has been the year of 2011. Oh, it's been a rocking and rolling year. But we've been right in the middle of it. Well, this is one of the really unique videos that we ran across and played a number of times here on the show, and so we'd like to share it again with you. And it's a pop culture mashup of about 34 different songs, mm-hmm. and there's a guy just all the cuts you hear, everything you're about to hear is live. A guy with a control board and 34 different songs of his favorites, and he made this. So a little bit of experimental music on Queer FM community, but I think you're going to dig it. This is a pop culture mashup, Made On.
Ask us how we've stayed together for so long, mm-hmm. and I think that it's communication, mm-hmm. just total honesty.
It's NKY Intense.
I'm sorry.
What? Oh, I bought this KY Intense. I was going to tell you.
I know.
Yeah, it's this gel that stimulates arousal so that the big moment will feel like nothing we've ever felt before. It's scientifically proven.
It's a good purchase.
KY Brand Intense. Scientifically proven to make that big moment feel even bigger.
And that was a little bit of history. That was an openly lesbian commercial made quite a stir, especially in the United States. Oh, my goodness. They raised such a fuss. But that was a KY ad with a lesbian couple, and we liked it. we played it, and we just played it again for you on Queer FM Rewind. And hey, that pulp culture, pop culture mashup, that's just amazing to me. It's just stunning. Well, we're wrapping up 1 hour of Queer FM Community. Stay tuned for Queer FM at its normal time, 6 p.m. That's right, no more holidays. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with Queer FM Community and have more community broadcasting and fun stuff. And we said it, we'll play it, 2 weeks, 5 p.m., come on back. We're going to finish up with a little Dr. Seuss snippet here, only it's not quite Dr. Seuss. We played this many times on the show, and one more time with feeling. So this is... Oh, the places you'll actually go. Oh. Queer FM Community.
This is it. This moment right now is the youngest you'll be for the rest of your life. Just wait and see. So sit back, relax, and try to have fun. You'll be even older when this cartoon is done. On this milestone, people will tell you you're great. All your friends will hear, too, of their wonderful fate. Max dominates baseball. He might even go pro. McGill plans to sing songs in a traveling show. Omar wants to make partner at Figglestone Schleif. Sally Sue's got a trust fund. She's set for life. Now just wait for a second. How can that be? Not everyone's special, statistically. Chances are better, though you don't want to believe, that most of your goals will not be achieved. You'll set out today to follow your dreams, but you'll quickly discover life's not what it seems. It's awkward, it's lonely, and you'll have no assurance that you won't have to serve coffee just to get health insurance. You'll call your friend's parents and your parents' friends. All social interactions now a means to an end. You'll soon sink to a place you think is low, but then it gets lower. You'll learn how low, low things go. You'll waste a few weeks, a few months, a few years, until you come to embody all of your fears. You'll live with your parents who love you less and less, while your life crumbles around you in a big heaping mess. Just keep waiting around, and one day you'll see your life's not as bad as it maybe could be. You probably won't starve or anything like that. In fact, in all likelihood, you're gonna get fat. Sorry to disappoint, but I'm telling the truth. Your high expectations are a product of youth. But mediocrity's normal. It's what the word means. So come on, kid. Just give up your dreams. Then again, maybe I'm not the best guy for real-world advice giving. I'm a fake doctor who writes rhymes for a living.
And that is the end of Queer FM Community. We're going to do a little radio business. Stay tuned. Queer FM is starting at 6. We've got Jennifer Breakspeare coming on in. We're going to do a recap of the news, some more crazy that we've picked up over the year. And we may even have a discussion. We may wait. We may have a discussion. There's been a really interesting article. Well, we'll get to it. So for Aiden Saint.
Oh, and me.
That's you.
Oh, I'm Samantha Mack.
And
I stayed up really late last night.
I know. Well, it's cool. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back with Queer FM.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
It's Queer FM. Hey, Vancouver, and everyone outside of Vancouver listens to us. You know what? I've got Samantha Mack here. How you doing, Sam?
Hi, I'm Samantha Mack.